Can on the line now, I have Noeline Riley, independent councillor for Ballymun. Good afternoon, Noeline.
How you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing grand. Now, I read an article and it doesn't make for a nice reading. It's about drug dealers are preying on former heroin addicts to get them hooked on crack cocaine. Is this true, Noeline?
Yeah, unfortunately it is. It's certainly not a nice topic to talk about, but I think it's something that we need to address in Dublin. We have a huge problem with crack cocaine at the moment in Dublin. It's affecting a lot of communities, including my own, and we have a situation where people were in recovery for years and are now, unfortunately, have got addicted to crack cocaine. We've also new users of crack cocaine, and it's very, very, very bad in Dublin at the moment. I can't say if it's happening in other areas, but it's certainly an issue. And a lot of the drug programs that are operating around Dublin are issuing warnings consistently about crack cocaine. It's a very different type of drug to heroin in terms of its treatment, but to me, it's after getting a hold of definitely communities in Dublin.
It's a very dangerous drug, and particularly if it's mixed with alcohol, for instance, violent nature emerges from the people that are using it.
Yeah, and also it kind of has like a very dramatic effect on, I suppose, the person's appearance very quickly. So people lose quite a lot of weight very, very, very quickly after starting this drug, and that's what we're seeing. It's quite a lot of visible people that are addicted to crack cocaine, I suppose, walking around, and unfortunately in some cases that leads to additional crime within areas, and we are seeing that as people try to feed their addiction.
Yeah, it's heartless really, isn't it? Like people out there, and they're after getting themselves off heroin, and then these guys and come in and get them hooked on crack cocaine.
Yeah, it's I don't know whether I could use words I'm thinking of, whether I could use them on the radio to describe people doing that. Absolute dregs of society. They are also trying to get young people hooked on drugs, and they just have no regard for any human beings. They've no regard for their own community. All they have is a regard for lining their own pockets, at the expense of everybody else, at the expense of the most vulnerable people in society and some of the most vulnerable communities in Dublin. They really don't care, and I couldn't think of anything positive to say about any of them. I just think drug dealers are just a disgrace, and they are just causing so much hurt and pain in Dublin at the moment.
Yes, it's terrible, and I believe that the price of it has gone down.
Yeah, that's usually a factor when it comes to, I suppose, an increase in supply, and that's why I think we're seeing quite a lot of, more people using it. I did hear, and I don't know if it's anecdotally, but I sit on the drugs task force for the Ballymun area, and I heard that years ago it used to be kind of criminal gangs from outside of the country that were making it and bringing it into Ireland, whereas now our own criminal gangs are making it, they're making it kind of, they're making it more free and more in volume, which has brought down the price.
Yes, and they're also using chemicals that people are going to get addicted very quickly.
Yeah. Like, nobody really knows what's in any of these things. And it's just the absolute effect on the community is devastating at the moment. And people are saying that they've never seen it as bad. Even in the 80s and 90s, it wasn't as bad as it is now in some parts of Dublin. There's, for want of a better word, crack houses opening up all over the place. Vulnerable people's homes are being taken over by some of these dealers in some cases, and they're using their homes to store drugs, to deal from, and getting away with it, essentially, as far as I can see. There doesn't seem to be a lot that's happening them. Dublin City Council just seems powerless to actually evict any of these people that are doing it. And I suppose the Gardaí, we just absolutely don't have enough resources to deal with the level of crime that's out there at the moment.
Yeah, I was going to mention that there aren't enough Gardaí out on the streets, on the beat, like there used to be decades ago.
No, and we have, I suppose we've developed a new strategy in Ballymun. It's called a SAP strategy, like a small area policing, where each small area has been given a guard. And, you know, I have, over recent months, I have seen a visible presence on the ground, but that only works if there's no other big-time crime going on in the area. So if something happens, then straight away those guards are pulled away from that particular incident. Also a lot of kind of younger guards coming in that are trying to find their feet, I suppose, in these areas. And it's a difficult situation, but I think the whole, like, I think there are Gardaí out there that are doing a really, really good job under absolute extreme circumstances. But their whole force needs to be looked at, and serious investment needs to be put in where it's needed. Like, every community has the right to be protected and feel safe, and there are some communities, unfortunately, that have more crime than others, and I don't think that's evident in how the resources are split out. Like, I think they're split out pretty evenly, but there comes a time when you have to look at where maybe additional resources would have a more positive impact on that community, and that needs to be delivered upon, because like putting, you know, skeleton numbers of Gardaí on the streets is just not working at the moment.
No, we definitely need more Gardaí. And the whole drugs epidemic, and it's a horrible situation for families to get into, and it just doesn't wreck the person who's using the drugs. The whole family is affected, and the stress and strain and of it all is horrible. And it's unfortunate that most of us actually know somebody who's causing terrible trouble for families.
Yeah, I think I just think we've lost a grip on drug crime in this country. It's just absolutely spiralling, and there's a number of reasons for that. I think the lack of Garda presence on the ground has been a huge contributing factor to allowing, I suppose, the growth of drug crimes, or the increase in some areas, and now that we're kind of going, now we have a problem, we don't have the resources to tackle that. I think there's not enough treatment facilities for people that are addicted to drugs, and there's not enough support there. Like, budgets have been cut for drugs task forces over the years since the recession, but yet we're seeing an increase in people using particular types of drugs, and there's just, that's not reflected in treatment beds or treatment facilities. The homeless crisis, again, that has an impact on people's ability to try and, I suppose, get out of addiction if they don't have. It's a reason, I suppose, for people becoming homeless, but it's also a reason for people remaining addicted, because all concentration goes into, I suppose, feeding their habit. And if they don't have somewhere stable to stay, then they're just not getting the help that they need.
Yes, it is. It's horrible, and it seems to be a problem that's been swept under the carpet constantly. Now, unfortunately, I was late contacting you, so we're running.
Yeah, that was my fault. Apologies.
not at all. But I just wanted to mention one thing, a bit of good news about Ballymun, because I always like to mentioned a bit of good news. I spoke to Hugh Brennan last week, and there was another 11 families housed in affordable housing in Ballymun. And Coolin housing, it seems like a no-brainer. Why isn't there more people doing the building affordable houses?
I really don't know why. I don't feel like land is the problem. There's enough land available in Dublin City that could build 20,000 units, and that's just owned by Dublin City Council. We have a huge amount of land in Ballymun, and hopefully we'll get a lot more of those affordable units on it. One of the big issues that I just can't get my head around is that the government have not put forward any sort of realistic affordable housing scheme for people, for young couples or young people or anybody or first-time buyers to buy a home. And it's just, like, it kind of beggars belief that Ocoolan, their small voluntary housing body, if they can deliver three-bedroom home for 177,000, but the government are telling us that they can't do it for less than 300, then, like, there's something seriously wrong there. There's definitely a lack of political will there. We're 4 years into this housing crisis, and still very little has been built. Ocoolan is probably one of the only things that has been built nearly on the north side of the city, outside of the modular units, and that's just really not good enough. And that's why people are not moving out of hotels, and they can be stuck there for up to 3 years before they'll find anywhere. The HAP scheme isn't working because no one has built, there isn't enough accommodation and there isn't enough landlords taking it, and people that are on, I suppose, housing assistance from the state are competing with doctors and nurses and lawyers for that same apartment. Like, it's not it's not unreliable to say that, you know, you could have 100 people competing for one particular apartment. That's how bad the market is out there at the moment. And what it means is, like, not only is there nothing for people to rent in terms of, you know, if they're on any sort of housing assistance, but there's nothing for, I suppose, families that are in a position like the Ocoolan families to get a mortgage. And the ministers have been out in Ballymun, and Damien English was there 2 weeks ago when the 11 homes were released, and Owen Murphy was there last July when there was 22 homes, I think it was, released. So they know it, they've seen it firsthand, they know it works, they just need to make sure that now it's actually being delivered across Dublin and across the state, because there's no reason for there to be a year or two or whatever delay in producing a model like this. Hugh Brennan has done all the work here, and he should be absolutely applauded. He's a fantastic man. He's probably one of the most positive people I have ever met, and he really has a can-do attitude. Like, some of us have been around in the housing market, and like, it's very easy to become very cynical with Dublin City Council and with the government. Like, but Hugh's attitude is always like, "No, push them. Let's get this. Let's get this done." And that's what Ballymun certainly needs, that kind of positive mentality. But also, the housing crisis needs someone like that. And I hope there's many more Hugh Brennans out there that can kind of push this model going forward.
Yeah, I had him in studio with me last week, and as you say, he's a very positive person, and he's doing great stuff. And he did mention you as well, Nolan, and he says you give him great support, and you're great for getting in there to the council and helping him get pieces of land and that. So fair play to you as well.
Oh, great. Thank you. Listen, thanks very much.
Listen, Nolan, thank you very much for taking the call.
Thank you, and apologies for the delay.
No.
Thanks, Dan.
No,
bye.
Bye, Nolan.